Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Adventures in Collecting. We are back, and we are joined by a special guest today, Dave.
We are. We're not going to bury the lead on that guest.
joining us is Giancarlo, friend of the pod, friend of many pods, actually, and former podcaster himself and new wrestling figure collector. Giancarlo, thank you for joining us on Adventures in Collecting.
I'm also a listener of your show.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you.
Every once in a while, I'll put it on.
And occasionally mentioned on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bring you up from time to time. You're a man of worldly talent.
Wow.
On today's episode.
So before we dive in on our main topic today, which is going to be the reason why we brought you on to talk about your newfound wrestling figure collecting habit and just kind of talk about wrestling figures in general. We are going to dive into our news desk, which Dave, we have not actually done yet because we haven't been there for the news desk. It's been a series of rotating randomly named people, right?
Yeah, there have been a random series of objects that have delivered the news on a bi-weekly basis.
Yeah, it's been good times there. So
they've done a good job. They've done a good job.
They have. They really have. So so we're gonna hop over to the news desk and bring you up to speed.
AICNN, where toy news matters.
So, Junk Shop Dog, friend of the program, released a render of the third, I believe, in the wave of Sofubi wrestlers that he's putting out, and that is Bull Nakano. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's I'm very excited for that.
We've actually seen news of this both shipping from Boss Fight as well as from Ringside Collectibles. The Legends of Lucha Libre, Penta L0M, and Rey Fénix are shipping. Eric, I know you got a shipping notification that I had already received previously. We saw it in the stories. Eric, I believe your McFarlane spawn, as well as other McFarlane spawns, are indeed shipping.
They are. 2020, People's Choice Toy of the Year. Finally,
I mean,
making
is it
its
2020
way.
Though? Like,
I mean, that's what it technically what it won.
Yeah, so. But I mean, it's nobody got it in 2020.
No, nobody did. Everybody ordered it in 2020. Everybody paid for it in 2020. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very excited. Very excited.
Just today, as we're recording, on an Amazon UK listing, there was a listing for a new Spin Master Batman 2-pack. With Batman and the first appearance of Deathstroke in the line.
Yeah, Brock hinted at future new villains and fun surprises. So this is definitely one of them. So I think we're probably both going to be picking that one up.
Yeah, I mean it's either going to be that or if they single card Deathstroke. I know we have another Batman fan in the house as well today.
In the chat.
In the chat.
Batman fan Batman in the chat. Fan.
What do you think about the packaging on these? Would you take them out of the box?
I do. I actually did a marathon unboxing of Spin Master Batman today.
Yeah, it's just because it looks so like kid, you know? And it's so weird that Batman symbol on it. So like
yeah, so weird. it's like that rebirth, like the new DC Rebirth Batman.
Okay.
But they're really cool figures, and they have a ton of articulation. Like, I was actually playing around with all the ones I was opening them today. And you don't see what those accessories are unless you open them. So that's another kind of reason to do it.
Does, like, if I got a Riddler and you got a Riddler, would we have the same accessories?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, usually there's variations.
So when you actually open one of them, there's a, instead of the cross cell being on the back, like, you know, you're on the back of the card, like, you know, typical figures, the cross cell is actually like a folded piece of paper that's almost acts like a map inside of the packaging. And it tells you in that wave, who the chase characters are. There's usually one chase and then one, like, super rare. And then there's a couple of different, like, missions within that setup, right? So there might be, like, let's just say there's, like, three Batman figures in a wave. One of them is going to be, like, the chase that's, like, you know, translucent blue plastic or, like, something, you know, very, like, wacky looking. But then the other two, the variations will be the weapons, because they'll have different weapons for depending on what mission they're on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And the weapons will sometimes be different colors. It's really neat. There's a lot of cool stuff with it. And they've gone into DC Heroes as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so we have no idea when that's that two-pack is going to hit in the U.S., but the listing is up on Amazon UK. A lot of times, once the listing does go, if the listing has not gone live, you know, on the U.S. version of the website, all you have to do is change the .co.uk to .com, and it'll take you to what eventually will be the listing page for it in the U.S. So we posted it on Instagram if you want to bookmark it and, you know, check back, see if it updates. But
there was a McFarlane figure that was, we'll say, announced by Target today or this week.
Oh yeah, talk about controversy, huh?
Yeah, Unmasked Shriek, which is the single card. You know, we initially thought that it was going to be two Shrieks, the same figure, one with the Build-A-Figure and one that was a single card. As it turns out, the single card Shriek is unmasked.
Yeah. Yep. And initially, too, when that report first came out, people were saying that there's going to be a third variant. And you know what? In all fairness, like, it's a completely honest mistake to make, because within the McFarlane toy world, there are so many different variants of the figures that come out. It wouldn't surprise me if there was a third variant, but in this case, it turns out that $20 price mark one that does not have the Build-A-Figure piece is indeed just unmasked.
And then the last bit of news, we had a Hasbro Pulse exclusive go up this week. Eric, you can probably speak more on that, as it is everybody's favorite 50-year-old space traveler.
It is the Galactic Snackin' Grogu. And it is...
Definitely a tongue twister.
Yeah, say that 10 times fast.
No, I'm not gonna.
But he's 9 inches tall. He's fully interactive. He comes with a bunch of different fun accessories that, you know, mimic some of the things that he did in season 2 of The Mandalorian. So he comes with the little macaroon. He comes with the shifter knob, the squid that tries to eat his face. and he's kind of more full motion than we've seen from the previous animatronic Baby Yoda Grogu dolls that have been out there. So far. So, really cool. He's up now for pre-order at pretty much everywhere. So Hasbro Pulse, Amazon, Target, Walmart, all those places, Shop Disney, for $80. Jumping over to NECA, they had, we are celebrating this past week. We celebrated the 30th anniversary of Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. I can't believe that movie is 30 years old. It's still a ton of fun. We ordered pizza and watched it, but, NECA announced their Ultimate Shredder. So not Super Shredder, they're making Ultimate Shredder from Ninja Turtles 2. They showed off a really fun time-lapse of Jeff Trapp from NECA, one of the artists there, hand-painting one of the Shredder faces, and it looks gorgeous. I mean, NECA's doing borderline otherworldly stuff with those licenses, so that'll be coming sometime later this year. We had mentioned previously, the Snyder Cut is out there, all 4 hours and 16 minutes of it.
It is.
And there have been additional figures from the Snyder Cut that have been announced since our last news brief. Mezco is putting out a 3-pack that they're calling the Snyder set. That's Flash, Black Suit, Superman, and Batman. And that is $260 for those three figures. It's up for pre-order currently. And there has also been announced an Entertainment Earth McFarlane Toys Unmasked Batman. So you can get yourself a Batfleck figure for $20 from Entertainment Earth.
And I actually just saw this now on Lego.com, the Discovery. Space Shuttle Discovery is coming on April 1st.
Oh, that's awesome.
2,354 pieces.
My goodness.
Yeah, so that's really cool. And it is the Discovery. It looks like it comes with the Hubble and a robotic arm, which is cool too.
And the last thing I wanted to say for news, so we're currently running a giveaway through our Instagram page. So this week we reviewed Diamond Select Toys, Captain Jack Sparrow, courtesy of our friends over at Diamond Select, and they sent us one to give away. So we have the giveaway posted on our Instagram. It'll be highlighted in our highlights by the time you're hearing this episode, and you'll still have time to enter. So you know, make sure that you head over to AIC_podcast on Instagram, and if you're interested in winning a Jack Sparrow figure, all the information on how to do so is there. So check out our review on YouTube of Jack Sparrow, and then you know, head on over to Instagram and try to win yourself one.
Yeah, like it, subscribe to the channel. That's how you're going to see more unboxings and other video stuff we do.
Now, Dave, I have a question for you. And it's not about naming that toy.
I was gonna say I don't know. What question do you have?
So do you remember when we had our 1-year anniversary episode and we had that phone?
Yeah.
So
I have a feeling you're gonna mention another we'll say anniversary.
Well, of
rotations around the Earth.
You know, your birthday is
my birthday
just
is
happened.
My birthday. That is correct.
You know, by the time we're recording this, we're a little in the future, but you know, when you're hearing this, Dave's birthday will have just happened, and you know, it's been weird. Your birthday is always around WrestleMania, so you know, I was hoping that like we could do something fun and you know, maybe take a trip and go to WrestleMania and do Ooh. Some fun wrestling stuff, right? Like that would have been a cool way to spend a birthday.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously
it
would
have been in LA this year, it was supposed to be, it would have, you know, go to Disneyland.
Yeah, it would have been great. But, you know, there's a global pandemic.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Sorry.
I love Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
You can always talk over me when it comes to Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Always. But, yeah, so since we can't do that, you know, I was trying to think of other things. You have a fun box to open, that I sent you. But
it's do not open until
March
28th, which as of right now is still not happened yet, so it is still unopened. But as you listen to this, I definitely enjoyed it.
So you know, with the help of our friend here, Giancarlo, I fired up the old phone, you know, just now, and we have one so far, voicemail. That's on there. So I think maybe we should listen to it before we do a little bit of talking. And I'll keep an eye on it. Maybe more will pop up.
Who's it gonna be, Dave?
I literally have no idea. This is yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, let's
I don't even know. That's
I'm gonna hit play. Let's see who left this message. There's no caller ID. This phone is basically like the Bat phone from the Adam West Batman.
It's rotary phone.
Yeah, it's just a rotary
for the voicemail.
Yeah.
Hey, Winebrandt, Winebrecht, Winebad Breath. I don't even know how to pronounce your name, nor do I care. As you can see, I put a whole lot of effort into making you this happy birthday video. Got the scarf and suit on, right? And the pinky ring. Wrong. I don't care about you. Let's be honest here, bud. You're old now, okay? What are you, 50? And you're still playing with toys? Grow the up. Happy closer to death day. I'm happy that you're closer to it. Bye.
Oh, that voicemail sounded a little better than me, and I'm pretty aware of it.
Damn.
Wow, that's sick. A voicemail from the great Kali.
Well, you know, it's funny because, like, you know, first of all, I want to say thank you, but first of all, I know A, he's not listening to this, and B, if he would not want to thank you for this, but it's the same thing. It's like we were talking to Magic last episode, and I said you got to be careful, man. You said that MJF was gracious about his action figure. He's he doesn't want to hear that.
This is what we get for complimenting his figure.
I guess so. So happy closer to death day, Dave.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll keep an eye on that phone, and we'll see if we get any more. See if that light blinks at all, and anything else comes up as we continue on. But with the news now covered, let's talk a little. We usually talk a little bit about our hauls, and I feel like this will be a perfect transition into talking to Giancarlo here about what he's been picking up. So, Dave, do you want to kick us off with some of the things that you've picked up lately?
Yeah, I got the speaking of Spin Master Batman, I saw it on the shelf and was getting a little FOMO about it, and I got the two pack with the Bat Cycle. It's Batman. I believe he's in like the armored suit. And it's that Series 1 Joker. So that's really cool. I picked that up, like, today. I got a couple sodas in. And I got the Chase, which I posted.
About damn time you got a Chase.
Yeah, it was the first one since Gene Simmons. I got the Chase for the Marvel Lucha Libre El Furioso, which is the Hulk character. El Hero Invicto, which is the Iron Man one. But that one I got the just the standards of. What else did I get? There's a lot, but we posted that today. The Elite 84 Angel Garza came in the mail.
That is such a good looking figure.
It's a good looking figure. And I like how he's got the tearaway pants. That's cool.
I was wondering, do they actually tear away, or are they just kind of like slip on?
It looks like there's Velcro, so it looks like they tear away.
That's funny.
I got the, I believe I posted that Kim Pine, the Spring Convention Pop exclusive came.
Yeah.
So what do you guys consider like a haul here? Like, you talk about like what you got for the week or what you got for the last 2 weeks?
It depends on how often we do just like a non-interview. So
yes. So it's the last few full length episodes have been interviews. We've been booking a lot of interviews with people from the industry. So when we come back around to this haul segment, it's usually like, duh, what did we get? Because it's been a while.
Oh, I got the Fantasia Funko Pop art series with like the stars on the Mickey, on the Sorcerer Mickey. I'm just looking around to see like what is new.
Well, mine, I've been, honestly, for me, it's been like a 2 week long hunt that finally yielded results this past weekend. I got my Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
I got all four of the Ninja Turtles. I know I've said countless times on this show that the Mutagen tour, the coming out of their shells turtles, would be it for me. But the more I photograph them and the more I have been kind of like posing them and looking at stuff, it's like it would be really nice to just have like four of the regular turtles. And to be, you know, to be fully transparent, like the four main turtles, they're near perfect action figures, like 100%. They did not make my display though, like because those Mutagen turtles are still like my display turtles. But like for, you know, the ability to take pictures and like have them fighting the Foot Clan, and also just to have their screen accurate weapons, because I can now use the screen accurate weapons with the Mutagen Turtles. So like I love that kind of mix and match nature of it. Plus like now I have a slew of like additional hands that I can swap in and out on the turtles. They're an amazing set. The hunt for them was a little insane. And something that I actually did want to talk about for people that are still looking for them, because they still are hitting around the country, is exclusively at Walmart. If you are a BrickSeek user and you're familiar with BrickSeek, what you want to do is you actually want to look for the Super Shredder, the new Super Shredder that's hitting, the Shadow Master one. If you search for him on BrickSeek, it will show you stores where he's in stock. The turtles are actually reusing previous UPCs from other two packs, so they don't show in stock. But if you find a store that has the Super Shredder in stock, there's a high likelihood that if you catch it early enough, you'll also get those two packs, the Leo and Donnie two pack, and the Mikey and Raph two pack. But they're amazing. Worth every penny, you know, worth the hunt. And you know, I found them at the store in Boonton, New Jersey. I actually spoke to the manager there. He went to the back and found the box for me, and you know, I had my pick of the litter. But then I also explained to him like kind of what's been going on with NECA and with, you know, especially with these turtle figures, how difficult they are to come by, how people tend to come in and buy an entire case and then try to flip it. So he did actually move them behind the counter in the electronics section. He didn't leave them out. And a couple of our followers who are local were able to actually go to Boonton and ask, and, you know, they got them. So, trying to do what we can to try to stymie the aftermarket so that way people who actually want these things can get them and don't have to pay exorbitant prices for them, because it truly is exorbitant. Like those two sets are $50 a pop. They're going for like $450 on like eBay and Mercari and places. So
now, do you wish you got the Toka and Razor?
You know, I was thinking about it. I love that movie. I prefer Secret of the Ooze to the original one, to be honest.
I mean, there's a lot to really like about that movie.
It's just
Kevin Nash.
The first movie, Ice. Right? The first movie is excellent. It's historic. It's for the longest time it was the highest grossing independent film. I was just watching something on this the other day with
I think it was.
I think it cost them like $13 million to make or something, and it made $200 million. And New Line took a gamble on that, right? Because that was, at that point, New Line was showing like art house films and Freddy Krueger movies.
Yeah, they were Nightmare on Elm Street.
So, you know, that kind of put them on like the mainstream map. I mean, think about it now. Like they distributed the Lord of the Rings movies, among other things. But, That first movie was like the comic book presented, the comic book story presented in a way that made sense to like kids that were watching the cartoon, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas the second one was like the cartoon come to life. They were just a little bit goofier, the colors were just a little bit brighter. Obviously like the whole mutagen aspect and like the big dumb monsters and like that had really kind of encapsulated a lot of what made the show really interesting. So, you know, in a roundabout answer, am I disappointed I didn't get Toka and Razor? They're beautiful figures. They're massive. I'm looking at my poor cramped display right now thinking where the hell I would possibly put them. I'm going to say no. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, the Ninja Turtles really, it's about them and Splinter fighting the Foot Clan and Shredder. And I have two members of the Foot Clan. I have the Turtles, I have Splinter, and I have Shredder.
And you got Super Shredder, too.
Well, I just have Super Shredder. when I say Shredder. Well, because like when I think of Shredder, even though he's in the movie for like 30 seconds, like that's like the iconic looking Shredder to me. Like when I close my eyes and think Shredder, I think two things. I think the animated one, and I think Super Shredder. And again, that was the Shredder figure I had when we were kids. That I had the Playmates one. So, you know, that's my Shredder. So I'm super happy to have that. That was worth every penny. But you know, if Toka and Rezar come back around again, which according to NECA is not going to be a thing that happens because they were kind of like a made to order product, I would consider it. You know, if the aftermarket on the right price, but I'm not gonna you know, I'm not breaking my neck looking for him. But yeah, that was my major haul was finding them, and I truly have not been able to put them down. I just keep taking pictures of them, and as we mentioned too, we got Jack Sparrow in from Diamond Select, and he's a lot of fun. And so it is a great figure. It's weird because it's like just one figure, right? Like we're so used to like these franchises having like waves or series of figures, but it's like I have a Rocketeer and I have a Jack Sparrow that are in the same scale, and it's kind of like, for me, two of the most iconic live action Disney characters you could have. So
but Davy Jones would be cool,
right? He would. And we were saying that to Zach, Davy Jones, what was the other one? Barbossa would be fun. You know,
yeah.
we've seen them do what's it, Orlando Bloom, because they have that Legolas figure. So you know, Will Turner wouldn't be too bad. Yeah, and the sculptor on that Jack Sparrow figure, Rocco Tartamella is his name. He it's really cool to see, like, especially now with, you know, like all the wrestling figures and like the you know, the Ghostbuster figures and the Marvel Legends and all these companies that are using this like face print technology to get these scans that, you know, are hyper real, to see somebody, you know, not nail the likeness, but really get pretty damn close for like something that's hand sculpted and that small, to Johnny Depp is cool. It's cool to see that process is still being, you know, being utilized at places like NECA and Gentle Giant Studios and Rocco who did it for Diamond. So, but that's my pickups.
Only other thing that I got was I started to get the 3¾ Marvel Legends. I don't think I've talked about this yet, but this actually got me more like into getting the 3¾ Spin Master Batman. We'll go with Batman. But I got the Pulse exclusives, and then I went out and I've found, the only one I haven't found yet was Iceman. It's the only one I haven't seen. But I have one of everybody so far.
He appears to be the tough one to find at the moment. That Iceman. Yeah, but you're basically rebuilding your childhood.
Yeah,
now you're building
Secret Wars.
Yeah. I can't wait to see some of those. Like, I know right now you don't really have a good space to like photograph, but like I want to see a bunch of those together out of the box.
Yeah. More vehicles for that Marvel line. But yeah, I think mutual friend of everybody in the room, Yuma, found the Iceman one. I think I remember him posting that.
Yeah, these are right up his alley.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
talk about wheelhouse. All right, so on your inaugural episode here, your inaugural appearance, let's hear what you've been picking up, Giancarlo. What have you been buying?
So, all right, so this happened like maybe 3 or 4 months ago. I picked up this there's this wrestler, Onita. He's a famous Japanese deathmatch wrestler from, you know, FMW, this frontier martial arts wrestling promotion in Japan. And I picked up this figure of him. And when it came in the mail, I was only going to get one of these, right? And it came in the mail, and it was just so, like, mint. It looked like it was a brand new figure. So I I don't know. I think most of my figures are out of the box and they're displayed here on my kitchen counter. And they're just like, you know, random different, you know, figures. I have a Bernie Sanders figure. I have a Keel. How do you pronounce the guy from Mandalorian?
Oh, Queel.
Queel.
Keel. Queel?
Queel.
Queel.
I have spoken.
Yeah. I got like an Andre the Giant, you know. I got a Dan Severn figure. So like, you know, just it's just a mishmash of different things. So I picked up this Onita, and like I said, it was just so mint. I was like, maybe this would be a great like opportunity to kind of maybe start a little collection, right? So I've kind of in the past like 4 years, I've kind of lived like a minimalist lifestyle. I didn't have any collections of anything. I thought maybe I'll start like a vinyl collection because I figured that's like, you know, like in my 30s, like that's the thing to do. But I didn't do that. Living this minimal lifestyle and lived in like this, you know, 3-bedroom apartment in Jersey City, you know, really wasn't always around because I'm traveling a lot for my job and, you know, didn't really have a space to have any, didn't have like a space to have a collection there. So and I've now moved. I live alone and I have this closet, this walk-in closet. And I was like, all right, I'm going to start a collection. I think it's now time. So started picking up these Chara Pro figures.
Instead of getting vinyl records, you got soft vinyl figures.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so it's these figures, they're called Chara Pro, which stands for character product. I've just been kind of collecting them mint on card. They're from like the 2000s. So it's super hard to find them on a minty card because whatever they use, like this cardboard, it's super thin. It gets super warped. Another crazy thing. And I think like after kind of talking to people and stuff, I think that some of them were packaged in different places and they use different plastics because some of these, like the bubbles just turn so yellow and some are just, you know, they're fine. And the yellow ones just are super like, you know, they make like little cracks in them and stuff like that. So, another really weird thing is I don't really know that many Japanese wrestlers and I've just been kind of collecting who I can get. And then kind of just like learning about them, through this.
I was going to ask like how did you decide who to get? Because Onita's Onita.
I've just been seeing like who, you know, which ones can I get that are have like these really clean cards on them and kind of just, you know, doing it that way. So you kind of are paying for these, you know, on eBay and you're paying anywhere from like $50 to $60 and stuff. So I've kind of taken a little bit of a break on them, but, you know, collecting, you know, just buying them right now, but every once in a while you'll find somebody who has like, you know, getting rid of a bunch of them. You can get a bunch of them like kind of in bulk. So,
well, it's all about too, like how they were displayed. Cause even some, you know, some other figures that were produced around that time. So like the McFarlane, I don't know if you remember the McFarlane Movie Maniacs figures, like they were usually like sitting at like Suncoast Video or like Sam Goody. And it was
all
like
the main horror characters.
Yeah, so like they made like The Crow and Edward Scissorhands, sure, yeah, and you know all those characters, right? But like some of those, depending on where they were in whatever store they were, you know, if they were in sunlight or had, you know, were exposed to kind of like the elements, you'll find them now, and the cards, you know, the cards will be fine, but the bubbles will be that like. It almost looks like it's been in a home where there's been like a chronic smoker.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah,
that and weird like so yellow brittle color. Yep.
That they like it almost like they'll crack if you like breathe on them wrong.
I remember I lived in like a 2-family house like with my mom, and it was like a, you know, like a upstairs like apartment, and the people downstairs smoked, and like my computer, you know, like my Windows 98. Computer used to get like so much smoke residue on it it turned like that yellow color.
Yep. Yep. Oh wait, hang on guys, before we continue with this conversation, our phone is blinking again.
The phone ring.
Who is it, Dave?
I have no idea.
Come on, take a guess.
Is it Brian?
Who's what? Brian?
Myers?
No.
What's?
I don't know.
Let's see.
I mean, I don't know. Who could it be?
Well, you already said it wasn't, so.
Well,
is it Matt?
Gee, who else isn't it?
Is it Onita?
Is it Sid Vicious?
Oh.
Imagine, what would a birthday wish from Sid Vicious be like?
I don't know, but he'd want to do it again.
All right, let's figure out who it is.
Dave Weinbrecht, it's me, always ready, Matt Cardona, the internet champion, the host of the Major Wrestling Fever podcast, a.k.a. the $1,000 Broski, a.k.a. the Michael Jordan of Wrestling Fever Collecting. Myself and Han Solo here, we want to wish you best wishes and a very happy birthday, you major mark. Keep on scratching that figure itch. I hope you get a lot of figures for your birthday. I hope you don't keep them mocked. I hope you let them breathe. Who's Lucy? Your figs are Lucy. Happy birthday, bro.
He's right. They
it's
are.
Better to have Lucy figs than a Lucy Bell.
They're Lucy.
That's true. And you know, I like, so obviously, clearly.
I didn't want to guess the obvious guess, so I went with the.
But I mean, voicemail, I love the fact that he was like me and Han Solo, because we both know that he was standing next to that Han Solo in carbonite that's in his like living room. Matt, I feel like Matt has been on this show more than anyone.
Has he surpassed Mike at this point?
I think he might have, because
he's only on once.
So he did a bumper for us first, then our last
he
minute
did the intro.
Yeah, well, yeah, that bumper. Then our last minute, always ready phone call.
Mm-hmm.
He sent us a 1 year anniversary message, and now he's wished you a happy birthday. So like, I feel like the next step is like if we're ever in his hood, he's gonna invite us to like a barbecue.
I don't know.
Okay, so what are you guys drinking tonight?
Most likely we'd run into him at Disney, I guess, right?
This is true. All right, so tonight I'm drinking, it's actually called the Pompton Rye Lager from Seven Tribesmen Brewery from Wayne, New Jersey. This is a brewery that is very close to where my home is, and I went to ShopRite to pick up some last-minute baby things, diapers, wipes, you know how it is. And I dipped into the liquor
Neither
store.
Neither of us know how that is.
Nope. Well, fair. Yeah, but I always dip into the little liquor store there because they have a really nice like local section. And I saw that they had beer from Seven Tribesmen, and I've been wanting to try it, so it's good.
I have a combo brewing collaboration from Bolero Snort in Carlstadt, New Jersey, and Imprint Beer Company, which I don't know where they're based out of, but I guess they put the recipe together, and it's called Fluffy Rainbow, and all of their beers, the Bolero Snort beers, have like a bull or a cow name to it, but this is a marshmallow candy kettle sour ale, and it's delicious.
Nice.
It's not as sweet as you think it would be.
I was just going to say, that sounds like it would be very sweet.
Yeah, so, like, I think with, like, sour beers, like, the really syrupy ones, I don't like those.
Yeah, this is not, like, it doesn't taste like you're eating a marshmallow, but it's got, like, that nice little kind of sweetness to go with the sourness, which is nice.
And what are you drinking?
So, I was drinking Gatorade, and then I was like, you know what? I gotta turn up a little bit, you know? Gotta loosen up a little bit. So there's this stuff from Screwball, and it's the peanut butter whiskey. Do you know about this?
Yeah. Yep. With the little squirrel on it, right?
Lamb.
Lamb. Lamb. It's got a lamb on it.
Yeah. I feel like this is like this is going to be like this year's White Claw. Like it's not going to be that cool to be drinking. It's going to be like in a couple months. If not,
I hope whiskey doesn't become this year's White Claw.
Well, no, this is peanut butter whiskey. Have you had it?
No.
Okay, so it tastes like a Butterfinger candy.
Interesting.
Oh, it's amazing.
I have had it only in coffee.
Okay.
So I was at a friend's house, and dinner was done, and he was like, can I make you guys a drink? And I said, I actually have a cup of coffee. And he was like, actually, I have something for you to try. And he gave me a cup of coffee with that in it and blew my mind. It was really good.
Dude, Dave, you got to try it.
Well, I will be, or I will have gotten out yesterday for the actual birthday, the Lagavulin 16. So I will have, I definitely enjoyed that pour. But actually, speaking of the peanut butter whiskey, if you want to go on like a weird haul since we're making hard rights, I got a box of Reese's direct from the factory peanut butter cups. It's like 2.5 pounds of individually wrapped peanut butter cups. It's delightful. If you've never had a like fresh peanut butter cup and you like those, because like the chocolate is fresh, like it's not like where you get that like kind of weird, almost like waxy taste to it. It's still like shiny and crisp. And like the peanut butter is smooth. It's not stale yet. And you might even get on like the wrapper a little like peanut oil. And it's just delightful. Like it's such a smooth. It's like how you think peanut butter cups should taste.
And these are coming directly from Hershey's. Like yes. They're coming from Hershey, PA to your house.
Yeah, they were shipped directly to my house. I don't know like the logistics of it, but yes.
I'm save one for me.
They just showed up?
No, I ordered them. They showed up because I paid money for them.
Okay.
All right. So we full disclosure, we do not have any additional birthday wishes coming for you, Dave. But
okay.
But happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dave.
This was a joint effort. We got you.
You got me.
We got you.
But let's jump back into the Sofubi figures for a little bit before we call it quits. Have you seen any of the kind of new Sofubis that are coming out from people like Junk Shop Dog?
Yeah, you know, I saw the Bull Akano one, but yeah, no, I just who else is making them?
Right now he's kind of restarting those Popey figures, right? The Popey line. Mm-hmm. I think right now he's the only one that's doing the new ones in that format. But it kind of got me thinking, seeing that, you know, somebody like Junk Shop Dog, who by the way, if you're not following him on Instagram, he's an awesome follow, especially if you're looking to purchase, you know, some of these figures that we're talking about. He
I believe
always
Foreign
has
Objects
them.
Is the other one too.
Yeah.
The other big one.
Both
of those, they're fun to see.
What are some of the wrestlers you'd love to see in that format? Like modern wrestlers get like that cool, like, because we're always talking about like wanting retro figures. And when people say that, you know, in terms of wrestling, they are usually referring to the Hasbro, you know, the Hasbro WWF, WWE wrestlers. But like, what's a modern wrestler that you think would make an awesome Chara Pro figure?
So who would like it? So the problem would be like, would you have to pick somebody who like their license isn't owned by another company?
No, blue sky question. You could have any wrestler you want as a Chara Pro.
Hmm.
Well, you know what? While you two were thinking, because I was kind of thinking of my answer while I was asking the question, I think the one that would be really cool, he's not necessarily a modern wrestler, but first one I thought of, because I've never seen one, and I might be wrong, there might be one, but like a Cactus Jack Chara Pro, right? Because he wrestled in Japan. No, not that that is a, you know, a prerequisite for this question, but like I feel like a Cactus Jack style figure with like the two gun hands, you know, in that, you know, Sofubi, you know, kind of like frozen stance would be a really cool figure.
If we're talking that era, I'd want like a probably like a Masato Tanaka.
That would be a fun one.
I think that would be cool. There probably, I would imagine there might be one. I mean, I don't know that he was in ECW at that point, so.
I would say maybe, like, I think like, this would be kind of a weird one, but I think like a Walter would be really good.
Okay.
Well, we heard from him a little bit ago, but I think MJF would be a good Sofubi figure too, because especially like, you know, with thinking like, you know, with the scarf And I don't know, do they typically have like soft goods? I'm trying to think of if there's like Sofubi figures that have like capes or stuff or anything like that. But that would be a fun figure. You got to think of like when I think of them, I think of like the figures that have just kind of like fun poses that they're kind of known for.
I'd also want to get like wrestlers that I've seen. So I know there's like a bunch of Ligers and like there's a Jinsei Shinzaki and like Sato Tanaka.
Yeah, I have the Jinsei figure. It's in here somewhere.
Onita, like
so a few of these guys have like really cool like variants too. Like the Onita one comes in like crystal and then bronze, which is like an all black figure. And then also like a white shirt and a black shirt Onita too. So if you
do, you have all of
any guys. So I have right now the black shirt Onita and the bronze Onita. And I have to get the other two.
That's cool. I feel like black shirt is like more current and white shirt is more classic.
So the white one is the real one and the black one is like the rare one.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that until I got it. So,
well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite one that you have so far?
Probably the Onita with the black shirt. And then I have a Sasuke too, and that's like,
oh, that's cool.
Super super mint too. So, you know that. Then I have like an Otani, which I got.
Dave, who's the one that's always the dude who's in the CZW shirt?
Zandig.
Yeah.
I mean, that one runs that. So I collect more of like the ones that are of like, I guess, I think they're like the more of like the basic collection. I thought they were like the original series collection, but it's like the ones that are more like with a bubble than like the square bubble, rectangular bubble. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I collect more of just those right now, just the bubble ones. I have a few of the square ones, like the Jinsei. I have a Bob Sapp. But yeah, I've been kind of more doing the bubble ones. Who did you say again?
Zandig.
Zandig.
Yeah. That's more of like the later ones, but that's like so expensive. That, like right now online, that's like $200.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause doesn't he have a variant too, where like there's one where he's like bloodied.
Yeah. And he comes in like a two pack, I think too. He comes in like a black shirt, a white shirt.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of him. I think there's that one too, like an Onita one where it's Muda is the other one, and there's like two of each of them, and if you get them all together, they make like a barbed wire ring.
I didn't know that. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, and it's I think they're deluxe ones, but it's from when Onita was doing like having that feud with Muda where he was in face paint too.
Yeah, so I just got a Muda, and that one's very, very yellow. So
are you going to open any of these, or are you going to leave these all on card?
I'm just going to leave them on card.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I feel like for this, like, that totally makes sense just based off of the rarity of them.
Like I said, like so there's, like, so many collections, too, that you can, like, you know, there's, you could just, like, walk in somewhere and just buy the whole collection out, right? I wanted to like kind of have a little bit of a challenge where, you know, you kind of have to hunt these down, and I can't just buy the whole collection overnight or whatever.
And so, they have them from so many companies too. Like there's the Big Japan ones, the NOAH ones, the yeah. All Japan, New Japan.
Yeah. And right now, like, you know, I talked to like, this other wrestler, this wrestler, Chris Hero. And, cause he knows all about these and stuff like that. And I was like, hey, can you help me find a list of like all of the figures? And like, all I could find online is like this forum where somebody took a picture of each of them and kind of listed them by the series. And that's all I have right now. And I made it into like a spreadsheet to kind of like help me collect them. But yeah, man, it's been kind of hard to, you know, like on that list that I created, like the Onita figure isn't on there. So how many other FMW figures are there, you know?
What's been the most interesting thing you've learned from doing this? Because you said a lot of the wrestlers, like, you know, as you're picking them up.
I think this is kind of weird to say, but like as I'm kind of involved in the wrestling community, but like, you know, I kind of I don't really know too much about Japanese wrestling. Growing up, I was a, you know, WWF kid, Attitude Era, you know, so kind of learning about these guys and having their figure and, you know, they're like little tiny statues, you know, and they have this really cool back on them where it tells you about their stats and stuff. And even though it's, you know, in Japanese and you can't read it or anything, I just think it's, you know, they're just really cool, like little profiles to collect.
It's definitely something where I've been like, you've actually gotten me to be where I'm like, okay, is this something that I want to do at some point? Maybe at some point, but I just don't know where, how selective I'd be.
Sure.
Cause I generally don't have a tendency to be selective.
guardrails, Dave, guardrails.
Yeah. They're really cool. And it's, you know, you looking at some of the variances of, or variations of the figures, there's a lot of really cool things, and it's the thing that I think is the most deceiving about them is they're smaller than you think they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you see a picture of them online and you think they're like this, you know, like they're the same size as like a McFarlane figure, or any of the 6-inch figures. But I think that, what are they like? Almost like 4 inches?
I would say maybe like 5.
Really? They're that small? I thought they were like LJN size.
No, they're not big.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, so I'm looking at, I have a tiger mask, which is like super, it's, you know, very, very, like, this is very mint. But unfortunately, the mask, I guess it's the paint that they use. So his gold mask just turns like a teal color.
Almost like it's oxidized, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I always thought it would be cool. Like, I'm not a mask collector or anything, but I always thought like it'd be really cool to have a tiger mask that's teal.
Well, that's neat,
right? Like, if you got one, like a custom one made.
Yeah, because then it becomes like it's like all of the merchandise over the years that's been made to mimic the non-screen accurate Star Wars figures. So like all those like old Kenner Star Wars figures where like the colorways are like, you know, bright oranges and teals, and you know, then they make t-shirts and stuff with those versions of the characters on them instead of the ones that are actually in the film. So,
or even those like the end of the 3¾ G.I. Joes where you got like, you know, Profit Director Destro.
Yep. I love stuff like that. That's, and then like, you know, finding a way to bring it into a new medium. You know, there's always people out there that are looking to do stuff like that.
Then there is like Antonio Inoki, right? So there's like, I guess, a comedian that used to dress up like him. And he has multiple figures of these. I only have one of his, but he has like multiple figures, multiple different poses and variants. He's got like a black towel, a red towel. It's just so interesting how these were produced.
Before we had this conversation, I assumed that they were much older than they actually, you know, than they actually are, but like they're so popular yet nobody makes them anymore.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Very strange, but they're super cool figures.
Hell yeah, man.
Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to let you go and go back to your evening. We've taken up enough of your time, but before we let you go, where can we find you? Where can we find you on the internet? Is there anything you want to plug?
I don't know. My Twitter is Giancarlo. Giancarlo. That's about it. Like, you know, I post something on Instagram every like 2 or 3 months. Not really. I'm not really as active on social media as I used to be.
You're good. Twitter, you're a good follow on Twitter, man.
It's okay. It's okay.
You post about people finding shrimp in their cereal.
Did I post about that? I didn't post about that, did I?
I thought you did. I thought you retweeted something. Yeah. Because I think that's how I found out about it.
Yeah, if you're listening to this episode, you know, 4 years from now, we're living in a moment where the top story on the internet is Topanga from Boy Meets World's husband finding shrimp tails in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
And General Mills' bizarre reaction.
And just their very odd social media manager, poor guy. Yeah, it's just, it's what a mess.
Yeah, I was like, That's an interesting story.
Oh, you know what? Here, hold on. Can we talk about one other thing?
Yeah.
So, there's this app a friend of mine turned me onto called Vivi.
Okay.
I mean, this we're gonna go deep with this. So you're familiar with what NFTs are, right?
Oh no, I've seen this acronym, but I have not had a chance to look it up yet.
Okay, so this is it, man. This is the next level. So it's a non-fungible token. So it could be anything between. It could be like a piece of art. It could be people are trying to figure out how to make a song. But a lot of people have been selling like kind of gifts, and they're called NFTs. This app called Vivi uses. I'm sort of into like digital currencies and stuff. I've been like kind of on the Bitcoin bandwagon.
Crypto.
Yeah, or digital assets. That's the proper way to call it. So this app here is you can basically collect NFTs. I bought two so far. They're two Batman statues, basically, from the Batman Black and White series. If you guys want to kind of get like a little intro into, you know, these NFTs, these digital pieces of art. This is a really cool app to use, like V-E-V-E.
Okay.
I don't know them. I don't know anything about it. I just purchased, these two pieces of art. And what you can do is you can like take a picture. You can like make like a little AR thing where you can like, take a picture of them in your apartment or whatever. And you can like trade them with other people. So basically, you'll have these on your account. And if somebody wants to buy these from you for, whatever, three times the price that you paid for them in a few months from now, you could do that.
And who did you buy yours from? Did you buy them from?
So there's, you can go on there. Like right here, I just clicked on it's called like Jim Lee Nightwing. It's, artwork based on Jim Lee's, his Nightwing. It is $89.99. This one's considered ultra rare. Let me just see how many. Okay, it doesn't tell me. All right, so bad example, but it's sold out, so you can't get this one. Like, say there's only like 5,000 of them available, so you can only purchase 5,000 like of these, and then that's it. You're the only person. Those 5,000 people, those are the only people who own this digital asset.
This is wild.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's like card or toy collecting, but in AR.
Yeah. So I saw there was like a tweet today where like one of the Winklevoss people were like kind of complaining about NFTs, and they were like, art, it's not the same thing as art, or like they were kind of bashing it. And people were like, he's like, I guess you go to like see a piece of art, you travel to go see it, and somebody was like, yeah, but you can also like just Google it and we'll look at it online, so.
And if anything, the pandemic has proven that, right? Because like the yeah. Louvre and the MoMA, they all had virtual tours where sure. You could put on your whether you had Google goggles or whether you're doing it through your just through your browser, you could take a tour of the Louvre for nothing, for free.
Yeah, so there's all these companies are kind of getting involved. A big one too is like NBA, where they're selling like highlights from games, so you can buy like this this play that happened in this replay or whatever of this game, you own it.
I'm just looking now, apparently somebody bought an NFT home for $500,000. A virtual home.
Wow. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah,
adventures in NFTs is going to be our spinoff, Dave.
I don't know. This,
if you kind of want to if you want to kind of learn more about it, there's a website called OpenSea. It's OpenSea.io. If you want to like look around there, it's if it doesn't make sense to you, then you're kind of like getting it, because it's like there's these things called CryptoPunks, where it's I don't know if you have a computer in front of you, just type in CryptoPunks, and it's like this. It looks like it's made on like MS Paint, where it's like just a guy's like little guy's head, and he's sometimes wearing a cowboy hat or an eye patch or sunglasses.
Looks like Doc Brown. Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, so yeah, those right there are selling for ridiculous, like This one right here it's worth, you know, 16 Ethereum. And on Ethereum right now, I think it would be like $1,700.
We're getting into like some Jeremy Padour level stuff here.
Oh my God. Well, so that's where I first saw this.
Yeah, this one CryptoPunk sold for $25,000. Or it's being sold for that. So.
And they're little, and they just like pixelated sprites. Wow. I missed my calling, man.
I should have. Like I said, this one app, just go take a look at it. It's pretty cool. They have Ghostbusters, Ultraman, Batman, Powerpuff Girls, Adventure Time.
Interesting.
Wow. And I guess the guy who kind of brought Pokemon to the States, he's kind of behind it. So he's getting all these brands involved.
So remind us again when you're dropping your new podcast on NFTs.
Listen, I dip my toes in things. I'm not a genius. Please don't take any financial advice from me. And that's it. Thank you for having me on. Happy birthday, Dave. And
thanks, Jay.
Yeah. If any advice, just buy $100 worth of Bitcoin tonight. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes.
Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.